VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The search continues for the body of missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi, reportedly killed inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. AP correspondent Chris Torsia reports.
The big question is, where is the body? There were all kinds of lurid, grisly reports circulating in Turkish media about what happened to Khashoggi and how he was killed. Police have been searching some areas, looking in a forest, a park. But as of yet, the body hasn't materialized.
Saudi Arabia says Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman spoke Monday by telephone to Khashoggi's son to express condolences for the killing. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has said he will reveal details about the ongoing case in a Tuesday speech to his parliament. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton faces tough questions this week in Moscow after President Trump said he will pull the U.S. out of a key Cold War arms deal with Russia, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. It's also known as the INF. Mr. Trump has accused Russia of building and testing missiles that violate the 1987 agreement.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
The Kremlin has said that little except explanations will be required. The U.S. Army has confirmed that a brigadier general was one of two Americans wounded in an attack last week in Afghanistan that fatally wounded a powerful Afghan police chief. U.S. Army Brigadier General Jeffrey Smiley, in charge of NATO's military advisory mission in Afghanistan, was shot when a gunman wearing an Afghan security forces uniform opened fire on a group of officials leaving a meeting with a top NATO commander in Afghanistan, General Scott Miller. This is VOA News. Afghan voters went to the polls over the weekend to elect a new parliament. The voting also was marred by violence after the Taliban threatened to do what it could to disrupt that voting. Final results are not expected for several weeks. Thousands of migrants, mostly Honduran, crossed the border into Mexico, pressing on with their march towards the United States. Reuters' Eve Johnson.
A massive migrant caravan headed for the United States is on the move again, defying a threat by U.S. President Donald Trump to close the border. Thousands of men, women, and children, most of them fleeing poverty and violence in Honduras, poured into Mexico on Sunday. The country had earlier deployed riot police, some armed with tear gas, to head off any illegal crossings at the border with Guatemala. But over the weekend, the trickle of migrants allowed in through an official channel swelled to a throng.
Numerous people were killed and nearly 200 injured when one of Taiwan's newer, faster trains derailed in a curve along a popular weekend route. AP's Karen Chamas.
The derailed train is one of Taiwan's Puyuma Express trains and was launched in 2013 to handle the very difficult topography of Taiwan's east coast. The train was carrying 366 passengers from a suburb of Taipei in the north to Taichung, a city on Taiwan's southeast coast. Photos from the scene showed the train's cars in a zigzag formation near the tracks. Five of the eight cars are turned over on their sides. Most of the deaths were in the first car, which flipped over. Passengers were trying to escape from the different carriages through the windows, and bystanders had gathered to help before rescuers arrived. Authorities are investigating the cause of the derailment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Hurricane Willa has grown rapidly into an extremely dangerous near Category 5 storm in the eastern Pacific, on a path to hit Mexico's western area by Wednesday. Local governments have ordered coastal region schools to close on Monday and begin preparing emergency shelters ahead of the storm. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Willa could produce life-threatening storm surges, wind and rainfall over portions of southwestern and west-central Mexico beginning Tuesday. A top U.S. energy official said Monday that Asia is the center of growth in energy demand and offers a great opportunity to expand American liquefied natural gas exports. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy Dan Brulette told reporters in Tokyo that the U.S. is working with Japan and others to build facilities for U.S.'s LNG exports and improve their energy security. Japan is the world's biggest importer of what's called LNG. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.